This is Radio Nepal. I am Srisana Bastala with the news, the headlines first. Six nationally recognized parties submit names of candidates elected under proportional representation system to Election Commission. Commission preparing to finalize proportional representation results and submit report to President Podel within this week. Nepal government to accept $24.2 million assistance from Green Climate Fund to reduce climate change risk. Fuel price hike takes effect as import cost rises. And Israel-US strike Iranian cities as counterattacks continue. Israel launches new attacks on southern Lebanon amid war with Iran. Now the news in detail. Six political parties that crossed the 3% vote threshold in the House of Representatives election have submitted the names of candidates elected under the proportional representation system to the Election Commission yesterday. Assistant spokesperson of the Commission Kulbahadur GC said that the parties that crossed the threshold, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, the Nepali Congress, the CPN-UML, the Nepali Communist Party, the Shram Sanskriti Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have submitted their candidate list. Assistant spokesperson GC added that the Election Commission will verify the parties' list and then publish the names of elected proportional representation candidates. The Commission is also preparing to submit the final election report to the President within this week. Meanwhile, Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP's Central Secretariat meeting held yesterday has finalized the names of 57 candidates for proportional representation members of Parliament. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said that the meeting finalized 17 names from the Khas Arya cluster, 16 from Janajati, 3 from Muslim, 8 from Dalit, 9 from Madhesi and 4 from the Tharu cluster. Similarly, a meeting of the Central Work Execution Committee of the Nepali Congress held yesterday at the party's central office in Sanipa finalized the names of 20 candidates under the proportional representation system. Likewise, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Shram Sanskriti Party also finalized the names of 4 candidates each from the closed list. The government has decided to accept assistance of more than $24.2 million from the Green Climate Fund to reduce risk caused by climate change and support livelihoods. Government spokesperson and Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said yesterday's cabinet meeting held in Balwatar decided to accept a grant of $24,267,427 from the Green Climate Fund through the United Nations Development Programme UNDP. Similarly, the government has decided to initiate efforts to make relief and rescue operations more effective for Nepali citizens stranded in war-affected West Asian countries and those stuck in transit. Home Minister Arial said that Nepali embassies in Riyadh, Abu Dhabi, Doha, Kuwait City, Muscat, Islamabad, Cairo and Tel Aviv along with consulates will take initiatives for rescue and relief efforts. Further, the Cabinet also decided to recommend Home Minister Om Prakash Arial for nomination to the vacant member position in the National Assembly. The Nepal Oil Corporation has increased the prices of petroleum products effective from midnight yesterday. According to the corporation, the price of petrol has been raised by Rs. 15 per litre, while diesel and kerosene prices have gone up by Rs. 10 per litre. With the new rates, consumers in Kathmandu, Pokhara and Pyle will now pay Rs. 172 per litre for petrol and Rs. 152 per litre for diesel and kerosene. The NOC said the adjustment was made after higher fuel prices in the latest supply from Indian Oil Corporation and rising petroleum prices in the international market. The Supreme Court is set to continue hearing writ petitions against Rabi Lami Thane, the chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, today. A division bench of Justices Saranga Subedi and Sunil Kumar Pokhrel will continue proceedings on the petitions. The writs challenged the decision by Attorney General Sabita Bhandari to withdraw a case related to alleged organized crime and money laundering charges against Lami Thane. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has denied issuing an interim order in favor of Kishori Sa Kamal, a Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate for the House of Representative election from constituency number 1 of Dhanusa. SAS had lodged a writ petition at the Supreme Court demanding an interim order against the cancellation of his candidacy by the Election Commission. With this, the Election Commission's decision on scrapping SAS' candidacy has been upheld and Matrika Yadav's victory legitimate. The Embassy of Nepal in Kuwait has urged Nepali nationals living in Kuwait with valid residence permits to return to Nepal via Saudi Arabia if they wish to travel home. In a notice issued yesterday amid the evolving situation in the Middle East, the embassy asked Nepalis planning to travel through Saudi airports to apply online for a Saudi visa in advance. The embassy also stated that Nepali citizens holding Kuwait's civil ID can enter Saudi Arabia through the land route after obtaining the required visa and then travel to Nepal. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a case against the then Director General of the Revenue Investigation Department, Dholakram Adhikari, on charges of corruption for allegedly taking a bribe of 7 million rupees. According to a statement issued yesterday by spokesperson Suresh Neopane, the Commission has filed the case at the Special Court in Kathmandu, alleging that the then Director General Adhikari received 7 million rupees from Krishna Shrestha, the director of HK Enterprises Private Limited, for facilitating the company to evade investigation into tax leakage and other offences. The commission named Devendra Casey and Ravindra Lamichhane, who allegedly helped in the bribery transaction and in hiding assets, as defendants and requested action against them according to the law. The drinking water crisis has surfaced after sources of drinking water started drying up in lack of adequate snowfall this year in Simcoe town and its surrounding areas in Humla district. People are reeling under the shortage of drinking water for the past 2 weeks. Locals of lower village of Simcoe are compelled to walk around 3 hours to reach Pinara water source to fetch water. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The war between Israel and Iran has intensified with United States and Israeli forces carrying out strikes on several Iranian cities including Tehran, Hamadan and Isfahan. Iran has also continued counterattacks with damage reported in several Israeli cities. According to the Al Jazeera, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has rejected claims by U.S. President Donald Trump that Tehran is seeking truce talks. The conflict has also spread to Lebanon, where Israel has launched a new wave of strikes in south while deploying tanks and troops near the border. Reports say the death toll in Lebanon has reached 850, including more than 100 children. Amid concerns about the impact on global energy markets, U.S. Energy Secretary Chris Wright said he expects the war with Iran to end within the next few weeks. Regional tensions have also affected Baghdad, where rockets and drones targeted the international airport that hosts a U.S. diplomatic mission. Authorities in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar and Saudi Arabia say they have intercepted several drones and missiles. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces, as well as the rest of the country, and partly cloudy in the remaining areas today. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces and at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning and hail at a few places in the hilly regions of Karnali and Sudar Paschim provinces and at one or two places in the hilly regions of remaining provinces today. Additionally, light rain with thunder and lightning is likely at one or two places in the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Six nationally recognized parties submit names of candidates elected under proportional representation system to Election Commission. Commission preparing to finalize proportional representation results and submit report to President Podel within this week. Nepal government to accept $24.2 million assistance from Green Climate Fund to reduce climate change risk. Fuel price hike takes effect as import cost rises. And Israel-US strike Iranian cities as counterattacks continue. Israel launches new attacks on southern Lebanon amid war with Iran. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.